On his way home from school that afternoon, Pedro practiced looking as sick as possible. He thought that maybe he would sound more believable if his voice were hoarse, so he tried speaking in a deeper tone. Maybe he would get lucky and wake up really sick the next morning. He slowed his pace, dreading the moment in which he would have to begin lying to his grandmother. When Pedro walked into the kitchen, his grandmother quickly hid something behind her back. His little sister Lucy put her hand over her mouth to cover a giggle. Abuela brought her index finger to her lips and shushed her, smiling all the while. Pedro knew something was going on. Pedro pushed aside his curiosity. In his most pathetic voice, he told his grandmother that he was sick and that he wouldn't be able to go to school the next day. His grandmother looked thoughtful and motioned him over to the table. "I want to tell you a story," she said. His grandmother told him that when she was a little girl, she had lived in a village that was far away from the nearest city. One day, she became very sick. Her father decided to go get a doctor in the city. While he was away, her mother sat by her bed, telling her stories and sewing. Pedro's grandmother was fascinated by how quickly her mother's fingers moved. When she got better, she spent a lot of time with her mother, watching and learning to sew from her. Pedro was speechless. He realized how important sewing was to his grandmother and how she made people happy with the things she made. Suddenly, he felt ashamed of himself. He told his grandmother that her story had made him feel better. As he was about to leave the kitchen, his grandmother said, "Don't worry, you'll love the surprise." That night, Pedro couldn't sleep. What was his grandmother's surprise?